Hello.
Hey. How you doing?
How are you? I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Well, if I'm doing... No, I'm not doing that well.
You're going to lie to me and you're going to give me the, yeah, good.
I'm emotionally unstable at the moment.
Okay, well, then I'm the wrong guy to be talking to.
Really?
Yeah.
Because?
Because I'm always emotionally unstable.
Yeah, well, are you saying that two emotionally unstable people can't sort of... You know, console each other and
blind leading the blind.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So I got my wife sitting right next to me during this conversation today.
Oh, is this? Does this mean
she doesn't realize she's going to be on the internet if she keeps it up? So, I mean, her voice, that is. So
I don't know. I'm so worried about technology. For all I know, you've got me some kind of webcam hidden on my computer, and you've got me.
Why would you think that, Leland?
Because I'm emotionally unstable. haven't we covered this?
Okay. No, I don't yet.
Okay. All right.
It's like the, you know, that old blonde joke where the lady says, "Well, can't you see the piece of paper? I'm holding it up to the screen." That one. You haven't seen that one?
Yeah. I've just heard it.
Oh, so I've had a terrible week.
Have you really?
No, just a terrible day.
Okay, what happened? Why? I'm here to help you. I'm going
to
try.
Are you here to help me?
Even
though
I'm emotionally unstable, I am here to help.
Well, but I'm going to... Yeah, I just probably need a good laugh. But no, I sold... It's kind of funny. I have a buddy here who's one of the Alliance pastors in town. Mm-hmm. And I have an old van that I sold him today.
Oh, boy.
And so I sold him my old van. I said, listen, it's got a few problems, so I outlined a few of the problems.
Outlined?
Outlined a few of the problems.
That sounds pretty deep. You got I just outlined it.
We use Foolscap on the outline.
Yeah.
Remember
okay.
Foolscap? Does anybody say Foolscap anymore?
Not anymore.
My wife's having a heart attack. My new dog, which is also an interesting story, just ate a piece of paper and she's worried.
It was
honey,
a Foolscap?
Honey, I eat paper all the time and I'm fine. I don't think it was a Foolscap.
As long as it wasn't the outline.
So then I take the van over to his house. I wash it up, get the kids to clean it all up. I take it to his house, and then I said, "Well, you need to give me a ride home." He says, "Sure, let's jump in the van." So on the way back in my van, it starts making noise. and one of the things I had outlined was the water pump. I said, "I think the water pump might be in trouble." And so I said, "You know what? I'll follow you home back." So I get to my house, and he says, "I'll follow you back." So I follow him back, and sure enough, the thing just dies. Halfway back to his house. Okay, and so we're both pastors, right? So what do? We start swearing at each other. No, he was very, very congenial fellow.
Oh, okay.
And so I ended up, it was still my van technically, so I got it towed away and to a shop. So he's gonna have to get it looked at tomorrow and all that for this old 1992 Dodge Grand Caravan ES.
I think I was in that van, wasn't I?
I think you were.
Yeah.
You absolutely probably were.
I could have told you about the water pump back then.
Why didn't you?
No,
that was like 4 years ago. You might have been in my. I had a new van for a while. Actually, this is the second time I owned this van. It died once on a trip. I took it to the dealership and traded it in on a brand new van. Came back 11 months later to get something fixed on my new van, and there was my old van. So I bought my old van back and traded the new in it. So my old van became my new van. So that's the one I just got rid of today. So It's a sad day, especially when you have to call the tow truck to actually get it to where it's going.
So if it costs you a whole bunch, are you still going to sell it? Or is he still going to take it? Or what's
it depends. It's just a thing. I don't think it's a major thing. And if it's a water pump, he said that's not a problem. You warned me about it, so that's fine. If it's something else, I'll probably help pay for it or whatever. But it was only like $1,000 for the whole thing. So I mean, and I just spent $350 last week on a shifter cable.
I hate vehicles.
Don't you?
I hate them. I need brand new, so that and as soon as things start going wrong, it's time to trade it in. I don't like messing around.
You can.
Well,
do that.
No, I'd like to do that.
I was gonna say,
it's my ideal world.
Oh, okay.
I walk. That's what
know,
I do.
I didn't know clean comedians made a whole lot more than clean pastors. So.
Yeah. No.
Oh man. So, how is your week going? That's enough
well,
about me.
What about the dog? Is there more to the dog? Because you mentioned a dog. I'm curious about the dog.
Well, we have a dog.
And this was a Christmas gift or a New Year's resolution or what?
Well,
was
our loving next door neighbor came to us and said, "I want to buy you guys a dog for Christmas." And of course, you know, as soon as the kids hear that, that's it. Well, we had a dog. You met our dog back in BC, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Just
okay.
Just say yes and pretend you remember.
Yes, I remember. A little white.
She died white with a lot of black.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, the white one with mainly black. That's the one I meant. Like the whites of his eyes. It's got some white near its eyes.
Yeah, she did. She did. Well, she died just before we moved, so. So now we have a pup, which we haven't had since we were... Well, I don't think we've had a pup probably ever. So...
And you've forgotten what it's like?
Well, no. I didn't. Although my wife did, but I didn't. But actually, they're kind of fun, too. So anyways, we have a pup. That's it. She's a nice dog.
Oh, okay. Good.
From the pound. We rescued her.
Ah, very nice.
Oh, isn't that, though? Mm-hmm. So what's been going on in Abbotsford?
Well, it's been rain. We had almost a record of rainfall.
Yeah, well, I heard about that. You got North Vancouverites all panicky.
Yeah, they're all sliding into the ocean, and which is good. It's good for us because I'm gonna have beachfront property pretty soon.
Yeah, give it a few weeks.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, property values will be going up and up and up.
Oh yeah.
Which they, of course, they are already. You actually own your house there in Abbotsford?
Yeah, well, the bank does.
The bank will give a mortgage to a comedian?
Well, that's when I had a TV job.
Oh,
which was actually worse, but banks don't really know. A TV? Wow.
You have a TV job? Okay, good. Sounds good.
Exactly.
What station are you on?
Yeah.
How high can you count?
Actually, we were on 10 here, so it wasn't that bad. Although somebody questioned me about it again the other day. I was playing basketball, and this guy on my team, I've been playing for half a year. Hey. He finally says to me, "Hey, did you used to be on TV?" Yes. Did you used to do that thing where you'd talk about the show that everybody just watched? yeah, that was me. He said, "That's kind of stupid." Yeah, it was.
He really said that?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's funny.
They have a lot of respect for me on that team.
Oh, jeez, no kidding. Hey, but you can palm the basketball.
Yes, I can.
Can you palm two basketballs with one hand?
No.
I had a pair of boxer shorts in college. I could fit three basketballs inside.
I don't even want to know how you came about that.
Well, just testing.
Testing? Oh. Just give me the outline of that, all right?
Yeah, that's enough. That's all you need to know on that one. Hey, you know, this is true. I play volleyball here, and
okay.
I was playing against this one guy, you know, for a few weeks, and I kept thinking, I got to know this guy. And I look at him, and I couldn't place him. You know how that happens when you're in a different place and you can't remember who the guy is? So I finally went up to him and said, okay, you got to help me here. I cannot remember who you are. He goes, dude, I'm your next door neighbor. I'm coming to your house for supper on Thursday.
You sold me a van.
So it was true. He was coming to our house for supper on Thursday.
Oh, that's funny.
How's that for retarded?
Did he still come or did he bail after
sure,
that?
Yeah, he still came. He's a great guy.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I have a couple things that I noticed over the week here.
Cool. Yeah. Now that my therapy's over.
Is it? I mean, I didn't mean
I'm
to jump.
Feeling the okay. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better.
Okay, good. There was a study from the National Institute of Aging, and they concluded that occasional fasting could actually be beneficial to a person's health.
Wow.
Yeah, the benefits of fasting, and I thought the researcher went a little far. Mark Mattson was his name. For hinting that maybe his wife should give it a try. I thought that was a little...
Mrs. Mattson was...
Yeah, Mrs. Mattson.
I'm hoping to show this to my wife as soon as I get home.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
oh,
not so good.
Oh, fasting. Hey, you know, remember the good old Bill Gothard seminar? Ever heard of the Bill Gothard seminar?
No.
You're too young.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind, that's a joke in itself. That's as far as I'm going to go with that.
Is it a joke that I wouldn't get because I'm too young?
That could be, actually. How old are you, anyways?
Do we have to go there?
Well, you're younger than I am.
I'm 34.
There you go. And I'm 41, so that means we're...
Combined, we're carry the 75.
Did you figure that out? 34. Yeah. Wow, you're good.
I'm a math whiz. Keep them coming. I can do those tricks, you know? At grade 1 and grade 2 parties, where I... Give me any question. Figure it out.
What's 4 plus 8?
Yeah. Double digits? Yes, double digits. No minus, though. All plus.
We're not worthy. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. All right, well, I thought, hey, since, you know what, I got thinking since you told me about the van, we were talking about a driving thing, you talked about a dog, you talked about your dog dying. I can give you a comedy bit about a little bit about some deer. some deer hunting incidents.
Sounds good to me.
Does that sound good? Would that be a nice way to close?
Absolutely. So we'll tie it all together with the deer hunting, the deer hunter.
Okay, yeah. That's a nice setup.
That's a great setup. And if you ever watched Doug and Bob McKenzie's Christmas, or listened to Doug and Bob McKenzie's Christmas album, they had a gag on there about the beer hunter.
I've heard that album, but I don't remember that.
Well, it was, they take a six-pack of beer, and then they shake one up, but then you give it to the other guy and make him open it by his head. So we did that at youth group. Of course, we used Coke.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And, I guess cans, I'm not sure they fizz as much as bottles, but anyways, it worked. It was okay.
One of my favorite commercials right now is that the Coors Light guy that has the... It's not an endorsement, but I'm just saying...
No, heavens no.
You know the one I'm talking about, right?
Until they start paying.
Yeah, if they're going to slide some money my way. Yeah, all right. In moderation, sure. There's an endorsement for some money, but no.
Hey, wait, no. You mean in moderation, sending us the money in moderation?
No.
We don't want that in moderation.
We don't want that in moderation. I'm just trying to think of a way I can still make money off... I don't know. How good are you at editing? That's what I want to know now.
Well, I'm very good at editing.
Oh, good. All right. Then I'll just relax and play the clip for you.
Okay.
All right.
So, anyways, you were going with the... Were we going somewhere with that little talk there?
Oh, the guy has the hydraulics thing, and the trucks. It's the big beer truck, and then everybody's opening them, and they're getting.
He's got the very funny the pimped out truck.
Yeah.
Did I say pimp?
You did say pimp.
Oh dang!
I think I already gave an endorsement for Coors Light, so I don't know. I don't know if it matters at this point.
Okay, well that's awesome. hey, did you find anything else interesting in the news these days?
I did. I wasn't sure if you were ready for it. If you wanted more.
But of course I do. We will always want more.
Okay, well, this is out your way.
Cool.
Out in Regina. Yeah. A Saskatchewan lady, she found a metal object was left in the woman's abdomen after a surgery in Regina, in a Regina hospital. Yeah, it was a 30-centimeter metal object, and they found basically through airport security. She's going through air. Yeah.
Wow.
And I guess what boggles me is I don't know why she didn't figure it out. Every time she walked by the fridge, she stuck to it. I don't know why she wouldn't have figured that out.
Or your kids start hanging pictures on your belly button.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. I'll look that one up. I never heard about that, and I'm closer than you are.
Right. Well, that was not as recent, I guess.
Okay. But we will find it, though. We will find it. And we'll put a link to it on the webpage.
There you go.
Because we put links to our stories when we can actually find them and verify them.
Oh, no. Now I have to be credible.
Well, I mean, it's on the internet. How credible is it?
Exactly. That's where I get all my news.
Hey, you know what? I was going to do an experiment this week.
Okay.
You want to try it too?
It depends. I've got some major doctor stuff to do. So.
Nice faithful answer, buddy. Don't trust me. Hey, you know what I'm going to try to do? I'm going to try to go a whole week without talking about the weather.
Oh. Okay.
Just for something to do.
Does this mean later on this week when we do our next podcast?
Since we're late on this one, be within that I can't talk about the weather. That's correct.
I'm going to hold you to that. That's one of the first things I'm going to test you on.
And I'll just say I'm sorry. I'm not talking about the weather this week.
Exactly. And I can give a preview of what's coming. We won't be talking about the weather for one.
We can preview our shows by telling people what we won't be doing.
It's the newest thing. It's vague, but it's new.
Yes, we will not be giving away millions of dollars. There you go.
We will not be endorsing beer.
Probably.
I can't say definitively on that. Coors Light
root
might.
Beer.
Sure. I'm doing a show on Thursday out in Calgary. And
Really? Cool.
Yeah, it's the big forecaster. Forecast dinner for the CFA. I don't even know what that means. Calgary something society. Calgary Financial Society or something?
Oh, I thought like forecasters, you're talking like weather guys, and then I wouldn't be able to even talk about that because that'd be weather. You said forecasters.
That would be a tough one. I'd be basically talking and you wouldn't be able to answer. I'm sorry, no comment.
So starting tomorrow, I'm not going to talk about the weather.
Yeah. There you go.
So and then where's this gig at? Or you don't even know?
It's at the TELUS Convention Center. It's a big deal.
So it's like a convention. So the people who are going there already, and just you get to entertain them for a while.
I'm basically just, yeah, I do a little
like
comedy.
People can't show up at the door and say, hey, I want to go see Leland and pay, you know, $50-$60 to get in.
Well, they might, you know, likely not.
Okay.
I can't say for sure.
Of course, if they come talk to you personally for $50-$60, we can get
that's,
them in.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Okay.
That's a different story. I'm looking at the things. I can't find that thing I was talking about, so I'll surprise you with a different ending
here.
Oh,
so we set them all up and then we can't do it. Oh, well, that happens.
Yeah.
We're going to roll with the punches.
Yeah, if I can find it, I will do it. But if I can't, surprise!
Okay, sounds good. The CFA. Well, we're going to find a website about the CFA conference in Calgary. Oh. That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
This could be a challenge.
I don't know if this is the kind of publicity they want.
Well, who knows? What do you mean? If they're holding a conference, they must be somewhat publicity.
Right. Okay. I think driven. So. Publicity driven. I'll finish your sentences.
Thank you very much. That actually, you could probably hire somebody to just follow somebody and finish the sentences. Oh, wait a minute. That's called a wife. Never mind.
There you go. Costs a little more than hiring somebody, but...
Well, that's true. That's true. No, your wife's not going to listen to this, is she? Because I know my wife isn't, so...
No.
Okay,
here's the thing I will do. It's called Deer Sculpture.
Oh.
And it's about growing up in Saskatchewan.
All right, on. A lot of good comedians come from Saskatchewan, eh? You notice that?
Yeah, you want to name off a whole bunch of ones that aren't me? Because that... just kidding.
Gee, I don't know. Tim Hildebrand's your buddy.
Yes, he is. He's very good.
Yeah, is he still comediizing?
Yes, he is.
Or is he trying to be a thespian?
He's more of a thespian than comedianizing guy, but still and very funny.
Note to people listening, please look up the word thespian before you write nasty emails. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. And again, for those who want to endorse us, hey, let's talk. We're open to discussion.
Oh, good. Well, who else is he? Brent Butt is from Saskatchewan, isn't he? Yes,
that's
he is.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a very big Corner Gas fan myself.
Leslie Nielsen was also a Saskatchewan.
Correct.
Yeah.
Of course, his early career was dramatic, not comedic.
Right.
And his later comedic career was, you know, junior high-ish.
Exactly.
Junior high movies. Okay. Well, hey, what are we at here? My goodness, we've been talking for a long time.
Oh, okay.
A whole 17 minutes. So.
Oh man. That's
pushing
it.
Well, we need to do this, so we're going to do this next week. We're going to be faithful with our time frame.
Yes.
All right, that sounds good. We want to keep the listening masses happy.
Faithful and also not talking about the weather.
We're not talking about the weather starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to and if I fail, I will be honest.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
Good. I appreciate that. Well, Leland, it's been good talking to you again.
You too, once again.
And here's your deer sculpture.
Wonderful.
Toodles.
Bye.
Because I grew up in snowmobiling, in snow forts, it's everything. We lived outside in the winter, you know. I remember this one year we had this massive deer sculpture. My dad had like chiseled out this ice sculpture of this deer. No, I'm sorry, I got mixed up there. It was he hit this deer. That's a joke. He stuck it on the lawn. That's